Hello, everyone, and welcome to our fifth episode of Bridge Bytes, the digital marketing podcast that keeps you up to date and in the know on everything digital. Today, I am joined once again by the ever knowledgeable Adam Losky to discuss the new form of digital media that is taking the industry by storm, programmatic. This podcast will be the first of a five-part series that dives deep into programmatic advertising. Are you ready to discover programmatic advertising and learn how you can get started? Let's dive in. Hey, Adam. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Maddie. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I'm looking forward to kicking off this programmatic podcast series with you. In 2020, consumers spent an average of 53.1 hours per week on programmatic media, an increase of 2.8% compared to 2019, and the fastest annual growth rate in 5 years. It has become clear that all marketers should include programmatic in their campaign strategies. So to start off our programmatic 101 chat, can you tell me what exactly is programmatic media?
It's put simply, it's the use of software to buy digital advertising. So whereas the traditional method includes requesting proposals, tenders, quotes, and human negotiation, programmatic buying uses machines and algorithms to purchase that actual digital space that we're displaying our ads on. So realistically, it's reaching consumers across a wide array of channels based off of their digital tendencies and digitally putting those ads in front of them wherever they're consuming media.
Got it. So what formats does that include? Where can I buy?
So when it comes to programmatic, there's a wide array of channels that we do here at Bridge that we make possible. So that could be video ads, audio, display, so your standard mobile and desktop ads, social media, native advertising, mobile interstitial, connected TV, OTT ads. So the best part is you can pick and choose exactly the channels you want. What we focus on is what the end goal of the client is. Once we know what you're trying to accomplish, whether that's getting someone to come to your website, to actually maybe come into your store location, we then take that and tailor a campaign that matches that end ROI to attract consumers in that kind of grand scheme of things to get them to make that action post-campaign. But here's the end goal. We understand that you want to reach consumers that have expressed interest in the product at hand. You work with some digital companies that just blast out impressions on one to two channels and hope for the best. What we do is more of a science. We reach the consumer where they are. We don't make the consumer find the ad. We allow the ad to find the consumer.
What is it that makes the Bridge programmatic strategy so unique?
I know we've mentioned it in the past in a lot of our podcasts where you and I talk, but it really all stems from our first-party data. Here's the thing. We own our data. We are constantly tracking the motives, the interests, the patterns of each individual consumer in our 250 million person consumer database. Each has its own digital profile, so to say, that makes them who they are. We have the ability to take that information and use it to our advantage. So what we're doing is placing ads in front of people that actually want to see it. By doing that and showing ads to people that have expressed interest in the product at hand, we're maximizing our opportunity to have people engage with that ad.
So are you saying that first-party data leads to higher engagement?
This is how I think the easiest way to understand it is. So I have two consumers. Let's just call them John and Steve for this example. John is interested in buying a new car. Steve just bought a new car 2 months ago. So knowing that Steve just bought a new car means clearly he shouldn't receive car ads. He's no longer interested in the product at hand, because that wouldn't make any sense. We want John to see those ads instead. With that, using first-party data, we know that Steve shouldn't see the car ads anymore. He's no longer considered a car buying intender in our database because we know that he just purchased a new car. That's just wasted impressions if we were to serve car ads to Steve because he doesn't want to see it. We want John to get those ads, which we can assure will happen. When you go out and you buy third-party data, you don't really truly know how old that information is. Steve may still be getting car ads if you're using third-party data because that data could be 90 to 120 days old. With Bridge and using our data, we know for a fact that this won't happen because we've then removed Steve from that car buying intender ad. At the end of the day, we're making sure that John, someone who wants to see the car ad, is going to see those ads while Steve will no longer receive those ads because we've filtered him out of that car buying intender select in our database.
Okay, so I understand the data part, and that's great. What does that mean for the actual media serve?
Good question. So since we know the information of each consumer in our database, so devices use, apps they download on their phone, what websites they visit, etc., it allows us to build a media plan that is unique to each individual customer that we work with. So we know we can run multi-channel ad approaches, and we reach that unique audience across multiple channels. So how's that work? Let's go back to that car example that I used in the previous example. Say I'm a car dealership in Bergen County, New Jersey, and I want to reach consumers who are 30 to 60 years old, have kids in the household, and like taking road trips. First, I can build out that exact audience using that Bridge Connect data tool that we have on the back end and determine how many exact consumers fit that criteria. Next, I take that data and reach consumers across multiple channels since we know all of the devices each consumer uses within our database. So again, we're taking advantage of owning our data and building that exact audience that's meant just for you because we know the interest in each individual consumer in our database.
And why is that so useful?
As simple as this. If I consume media on my phone, but say, Maddie, you consume media on your laptop, and we're in that same data set together, I'm going to see the ads on my phone because that's where I am. That's where I'm consuming media. You're going to see ads on your laptop because that's where you consume media. Same audience set, but we're able to reach them where they're consuming media, so we're not just handcuffing ourselves to one audience set or one device set. So what's to say if we're only running mobile advertising and not taking advantage of that multi-channel approach, and you and I are in that same audience, but you're not using your phone at all, you're on your computer, we're not going to be able to reach you because we can't serve you those mobile ads. You're not using your phone. That multi-channel approach and knowing that people want to see the information, what the end goal becomes is just maximizing engagement with every single ad that we serve.
Great. That actually makes a lot of sense. So, you know, to close out, how can you sum up the importance of programmatic for someone who is new to all of it?
I always say this, try out different channels. Make some bold decisions and don't just say, hey, I've been doing email and mobile for every campaign I run. I'm comfortable with that. That's what I'm going to do. Listen, that's great. In the day, you're still serving digital media and giving your customer a chance to succeed. But we want to do more than that. We want to expand and truly take advantage of first-party data and knowing that I can reach that same audience set across multiple channels. Every campaign is different. Really try to determine that end goal of what you're trying to accomplish with this campaign and then work with your Bridge AM. Talk strategy with them and determine, hey, this is my audience set. What do you think the best digital serve strategy should be? And we'll then always make sure that we're putting you and your customer in the best position to succeed. That's what we do here at Bridge. We want to be a complete outlet and part of your digital story. So it's just giving us the chance to show you the power of first-party data and show you that programmatically we can reach that audience and group across multiple channels with that one ad campaign.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Adam, for joining me today. And we are looking forward to the next series of our programmatic podcast.
Awesome. Always a pleasure, Maddie. Thanks for having me.
Until next time, this has been Maddie Dratch from Bridge.